This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kicking off hour number three in studio, it's Daryl,
Jay,
and Ian,
and we're going to talk about one of the, there are a couple of countries that, Ian, I know you're, I don't want to say infatuated with, but fascinated by. And one of them is Venezuela, because it's a slow-motion train wreck that has been crashing for about 15, 20 years now. And the
crashing
other...
hard for the last five.
The other country is one that, well, Dennis Rodman is good buddies with the president of.
Yeah.
And as the meme says, it's difficult being the fat kid in school. It must be even harder to be the only fat kid in your country. That would be North Korea. And apparently North Korea is in the news again.
They are. And it's all based on Donald Trump kind of, I don't know, rattling the saber, trying to saber rattle harder than Kim Jong-un, who is the dictator over in North Korea. Un has been talking about nuclear testing recently, which isn't anything unusual for North Korea. They're constantly talking about how tough they are, but Trump is the kind of person who wants to one-up the toughmanship.
Right.
And so apparently... And,
but before we get into the article, I forget, I think it might have been NPR that we were listening to briefly this morning, driving up to Concord, and one of the people said that Donald Trump, you know, he's a businessman. He likes to surround himself with yes men, people that will just tell him, you know, whatever he wants to hear, and he always wants to, you know, outdo everybody else. So it makes sense that he would want to, you know, one-up another foreign leader.
Well, yes, it makes a crazy sense from that perspective. Unfortunately, he might end up dragging the United States and more members of the military, as well as whatever innocent people happen to be nearby, into another deadly conflict in the Koreas.
Yes.
And apparently, a couple of days ago, and I don't see an update on these ships, but a couple of days ago, U.S. warships were ordered to head for the Korean Peninsula. And this was right around the same time when Donald Trump was given a report by, I think it was the some kind of security, national security advisors or something like that. I don't have that story in front of me, but he was given a report saying you could either move nuclear weapons into South Korea, which would be something that hasn't happened in, like, decades, apparently, like the moving, sort of the aggressive moving of a nuclear weapon, or you could assassinate Kim Jong-un, which neither of those options are in any way, you know, something that's going to lead toward peace between nations.
Right.
So apparently he ordered some warships to head over toward the Korean Peninsula. The story here from Reuters out of Pyongyang. North Korean state media on Tuesday warned of a nuclear attack on the United States at any sign of U.S. aggression as a U.S. Navy strike group steamed toward the Western Pacific. U.S. President Donald Trump, who has urged China to do more to rein in its impoverished neighbor, said in a tweet that North Korea was, quote, looking for trouble, and that the United States would help, quote, solve the problem with or without China's help. Tension has escalated sharply on the Korean Peninsula, with talk of military action by the United States gaining traction following its strikes last week against Syria amid concerns that the reclusive North may soon conduct a sixth nuclear test. Now, I guess most people think that North Korea has nuclear warheads, but there's not really any evidence that they can attach them to an ICBM. To an
ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missile. So basically something that could go across the Pacific Ocean and hit a target somewhere in the United States.
Right. And so North Korea would obviously like you to believe that they do have an ICBM. which is why they're suggesting that they could hit the United States.
Right, and I think that the warmongers in the United States also want you to believe that the North Koreans have nuclear weapons. They also want you to believe that the Iranian government has nuclear weapons, when, point of fact, the Iranian government has at no point ever actually tried to build a nuclear weapon. They were trying to do some nuclear power uranium enrichment for medical purposes.
And, you know, these little countries, as far as I'm concerned, when you got, you know, a bad boy on the block like the United States, who just goes and just bombs the heck out of any nation that refuses to participate literally in its, you know, financial program, participates in the dollar, they kind of need to have a nuclear weapon to keep the bad boy on the block at bay. I mean, you know, if they don't, there's nothing to stop, you know, just some big bad country from just squashing them, literally.
Right.
Which is what is being threatened against North Korea right now. So, North Korea's official Rodong Sinmun newspaper, because everything in North Korea is government-run, media outlet, said the country was prepared to respond to any aggression by the United States. Quote, "Our revolutionary strong army is keenly watching every move by enemy elements with our nuclear sight focused on the U.S. Invasionary bases not only in South Korea and the Pacific Operation Theater, but also in the U.S. mainland," it said. South Korean acting president Hwang Ko-yeon warned of greater provocations by North Korea and ordered the military to intensify monitoring and ensure close communication with the United States. Yeah, if anybody has anything to worry about from North Korea, it is South Korea. They're right next door.
Right.
So surely they've got some sort of missiles that can reach South Korea. Whether they can actually reach the United States is another question. But regardless, there's already been one Korean War that the U.S. government's been involved in, and it seems like Trump wants to have another one.
And Trump tweeted yesterday, "North Korea is looking for trouble. If China decides to help, that would be great. If not, we'll solve the problem without them. USA."
America.
Sick.
There is an update on the question of whether or not China would help. We can share that here in moments. Quote, "It's possible the North may wage greater provocations, such as a nuclear test, timed with various anniversaries, including the Supreme People's Assembly," said the president of South Korea. Since the former president was removed amid a graft scandal, Trump said in a tweet, "A trade deal between China and the United States would be far better for them if they solved the North Korea problem." And Trump and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping met in Florida last week, and Trump pressed Xi to do more to rein in North Korea. The North convened a Supreme People's Assembly session on Tuesday, one of its twice-yearly sessions in which major appointments are announced and national policy goals are formally approved, but it did not immediately release the details. South Korean officials took pains to quell talk in social media of an impending security crisis or an outbreak of war. Saturday, by the way, is the 105th anniversary of the birth of Kim Il-sung, which is the country's founding father and grandfather of its current ruler.
And actually, he is still officially, posthumously, the president of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Yep, that's true.
He is the only ruler, as far as I understand, the only ruler who still rules posthumously.
A military parade is expected in the North's capital, Pyongyang, to mark the day. North Korea often also marks important anniversaries with tests of its nuclear or missile capabilities in breach of UN Security Council resolutions. Men and women in colorful outfits were singing and dancing in the streets of Pyongyang, illuminated by better lighting than seen in previous years, apparently practicing for the parade that is planned. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad sent a message of congratulations to mark the event, lambasting the big powers for their expansionist policy. And that's one of the things that North Korea and Assad, in this case, are correct about. When North Korea talks about the United States imperialism, it's right on. I mean, they've got a lot of propaganda out there, that the North Korean government creates, but they don't have to make anything up about that.
Right, but they do make things up. They claim that it's the fault of the United States government that they are unable to produce power. They claim that it's the fault of the United States government that the people in North Korea are starving to death.
Isn't there sanctions against North Korea?
Possibly. So, you know, we can get into this. And your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-663-1562. That's 1-800-663-1562. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about North Korea. We'll get back into that. But let's talk about nutritional supplements for a moment. Over 60% of Americans take some form of nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'll likely be told a cheap vitamin or mineral just won't cut it. You also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. By the time it's all said and done, you're buying 5 bottles of products and spending $150 a month. If this is a situation that you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multi-Complete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multi-Complete has been quietly providing what the big guys want. The perfect blend of 7 supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. Visit simplifymysupplements.com to learn more. Enter code FTL to receive 30% off your first order. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. And Jay, you actually mentioned, and it's written at the bottom here, they do accept Bitcoin at simplifymysupplements.com. Again, enter code FTL to get 30% off your first order. Back to the news and some of the updates on what might be a relaunching of the Korean War, I hope.
Which apparently
not.
Never ended. According to the story that I had, I was pretty much almost done with. At the very end, it says the Korean War in the 1950s.
Right. They've basically had a ceasefire for the last 60 years.
Yeah. So it's not over.
Right. And, you know, this is something that, you know, hopefully it can end without more shooting and dying and violence. But I don't know. But it seems as though, for some reason, Donald Trump wants to get the U.S. further involved, and it looks like, according to The Guardian, that Japan is preparing to get involved as well in sending several warships to join a U.S. aircraft carrier strike group that is headed for the Korean Peninsula in what is being described as a show of force designed to deter North Korea from conducting a further missile and nuclear test. Citing 2 well-placed sources who spoke on the condition of anonymity, Reuters and the Kyoto News Agency said several destroyers from Japan's Maritime Self-Defense Force would join the USS Carl Vinson and its battle group as it enters the East China Sea.
You know, once again, this comes back to a point that was made earlier about the sort of the hypocrisy of the United States government. Is all they're talking about here is testing a missile. They're just talking about a test. And, you know, the idea that if the U.S. government were doing a missile test, which surely they've done plenty of times, we know they've done nuclear tests in the past, you know, if the U.S. government were conducting a test, if all of a sudden, you know, the Chinese rolled in some tanks or, you know, moved an aircraft carrier off the coast of California because the U.S. government conducted a test, people would be outraged by that. And what are they planning on doing here? If North Korea goes ahead with the test, again, they haven't actually killed anybody. They just tested a missile. Are they then going to, what, launch Tomahawk missiles into Pyongyang and just murder innocent North Koreans? What is the plan here?
Sounds like a plot to set up a false flag attack, maybe park some ship out there and they'll blow it up North Korea launches their test missile. And I mean, they do it all the time.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
you're not fabricating something here. It's the Gulf of Tonkin.
Gulf of Tonkin, yeah.
Gulf of Tonkin, the USS Maine. There have been a lot of instances to where, you know, we wound up getting attacked, and then it's just a pretext for war.
Yep.
And, you know, sometimes it's not even war with the people that supposedly attacked you.
And also, do these small countries have a right to protect themselves? Because clearly, you would have to have the same guns as the other countries of the world to protect yourself. I mean, they might need missiles to protect themselves.
Right.
That's what all the other countries have.
I remember reading something a couple of years ago to where, I forget what the country was, but the U.S. government was, you know, like putting up bases near this country. That country decided, hey, we might want to wind up getting some weapons to protect ourselves because we think we might be invaded. And there was a statement from the U.S. State Department that said, this country is preparing for war. We have to go do something about that. As you mentioned earlier, you know, the bully on the playground. If the bully on the playground finds out, oh, wait a second, Jimmy's been taking karate.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I've got to make sure that I go protect myself from Jimmy because he's learning how to defend himself.
Exactly.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Vernon calling in from Louisiana. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I had to know, it sounds like Ian is either joining you all remotely via Skype or something, or he's fallen ill. I was just curious which one it was.
I can verify that Ian definitely is in the room because I see him, and that's actually why I'm sitting in the first chair, is because he isn't feeling 100%, but he's feeling well enough to where he's still in studio.
I thought I had good ears, and I thought I could tell if someone was broadcasting earlier or not, but I was wrong, so thank you, and I hope you feel better.
Did you want to comment on, you know, some of the stuff we're talking about?
I just care about your health, man. I want you to be healthy for the show. So
that's awfully nice of you.
Sure.
We'd rather talk about issues. So I appreciate that, though.
Vernon, thank you for the call. Back to the article from The Guardian, the move, that being Japan sending some ships to join up with the USS Carl Vinson.
Is this unprecedented? I mean, when's the last time mega military hardware like this has been, you know, moved around, except for the Tomahawk missiles into Syria recently?
Well, the U.S. military has been routinely putting boats off the coast of Yemen to help the Saudi war against Yemen.
Mm-hmm.
As part of this ongoing war on terror, it's somewhat common, but against a country that there's no, you know, official war against. And I'm using air quotes around that because none of these wars are official, but some of the military actions are more official than others. It's probably been a long time since the U.S. military has just, you know, positioned in case something might happen. I'm not really sure.
They're pretty much all over the world anyways. I mean, what do they got, like 1,000 military bases in 120 nations or something crazy?
Yeah. And I did see a list to where I think it's only 7 countries that have bases outside of their country, and the U.S. by far has the most.
Right, again, they're moving these ships up from Australia, apparently.
Right, so, and again, the move here comes as the Chinese president called for calm in the region in a phone conversation recently with Donald Trump. We've got more on that. Plus, apparently, the Chinese government turned away some North Korean coal ships. We'll get into that. And, of course, your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for their glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the buildup of naval vessels off the coast of North Korea. Donald Trump says that he wants China to wind up, you know, helping us. The actual quote is, North Korea is looking for trouble. If China decides to help, that would be great. If not, we will solve the problem without them, USA. The Chinese President Xi Jinping said that China is committed to the goal of denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, safeguarding peace and stability on the peninsula, and advocates resolving problems through peaceful means. That was, I believe, via a telephone conversation with Donald Trump recently. The call came after a series of tweets in which Trump pressed China to be more active in pressuring North Korea to abandon its nuclear program.
China did, by the way, according to another headline, deploy 150,000 troops to deal with possible North Korean refugees over the fears that Trump might strike the country following the Syrian strike.
Hopefully they're going to help the refugees and not force them to stay in North Korea.
Which is what China is sort of known for.
Helping, yes, or forcing them to stay?
The latter, forcing, yeah, them to stay.
In a pair of tweets, Trump linked trade deals and the future of the U.S.-China relationship to progress on reining in the North Korean regime's nuclear program. And I already read the tweet where he said, we can do it ourselves, USA. In another tweet, Trump said that he told Xi, any trade deal between the two countries, that being the U.S. and China, would be far better for them if they solved the North Korea problem. The U.S. aircraft carrier, the USS Carl Vincent, was redeployed from a planned visit to Australia and is sailing north from Singapore towards the Korean Peninsula, as speculation mounts that Pyongyang is planning more missile launches to coincide with the national anniversaries later this month. North Korea watchers believe the regime could conduct missile tests on or around the 105th anniversary of the birth of the state's founder, Kim Il-sung, on Saturday, or the 85th anniversary of the ruling Korean People's Army on April 25th.
What a perfect opportunity to take advantage of a potential false flag situation, because they know they're going to, you know, shoot missiles, because they do all the time on this anniversary, right?
China is North Korea's only key diplomatic ally and its largest trading partner, providing a lifeline to the reclusive state. And, Jay, you actually had some info on this, specifically regarding the sanctions that the U.S. has placed on North Korea.
I just Googled it and skimmed over. The Treasury Department's got it about the sanctions, and basically it's, you know, it says you have to have all kinds of licensing and approval to export anything there. The sanctions, they say in the headline of the sanctions, it has to do with, you know, like missiles and military stuff and weapons of mass destruction. But it does.
Well, what about sending food? If somebody wanted to, if I wanted to send somebody in North Korea a sandwich.
Yeah, it didn't. I didn't say food, but what it said was goods, services, and weapons or something.
You might not be allowed as somebody from the United States, but it is fairly well known that North Korea does beg for food from its friendly nations. So, yes. You know, whether it's China or Russia.
Right, so the question then is, does the United States government, penalize countries that do allow food to be shipped to North Korea?
I don't know.
Yeah, there was a whole thing of penalties, all this money.
Because, the claim by the Kim family is that, it's the fault of Uncle Sam that their people are starving.
Well, if these sanctions, are accepted by other nations and the United States influences these other nations, what I had read said goods, services, and weapons.
Right.
So I assume
food would be considered a good.
Well, the reason why, of course, the North Korean people are having a tough time eating is because the government was in charge of food. Technically, they still are, from what I understand.
Yes.
But there's a good group called Liberty in North Korea that they actually came here to Keene and did a presentation a few years ago. I think you were there for that.
Yes, I was.
And it was about what they call the Jangmadang generation, which means black market, basically. The young people of North Korea, a lot of people experienced starvation in the 1990s,
right.
And they realized that they can't rely on the government to take care of them.
North Korea and Venezuela are two of the countries that basically they rely on the black market for people to even be able to survive.
At this point, yeah, that's true.
And there was an article that I was reading recently where it talked about specifically those two countries and probably to some extent Cuba as well, because, again, those are countries to where the government basically controls everything.
We read a few years ago that Raul Castro in Cuba has lightened up on the controls on what you can grow on farmland in Cuba.
Oh, and that's nice of him.
Yep.
He's still, incarcerating dissenters and opposition.
He's a bad guy, there's no doubt about it, but he's probably not as bad as his brother.
Correct.
Fidel, and then also the same thing is true of Kim Jong-un, who hasn't legalized the free market or anything like that, but he has sort of an unofficial policy of looking the other way and not cracking down on those black markets.
And he let Dennis Rodman come over and hang out.
That's true.
They played basketball. Let's go to the phones. We've got Sarah calling in. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Sarah on a move to North Korea.
You know something? I just want to say that a I'm on the topic of communism, like you're talking about. And I talk about American communists that defied the U.S. sanctions. I remember, do you remember those people like 20 years ago? They were on CNN. They saw them getting off the airplane in Iraq. And then we had sanctions against Iraq, and they opposed that. Well, I was at one communist party meeting, and then they walked in. And I said, hey, wait a minute. I saw you guys on CNN TV about 5 years ago, and here you guys are. But it was the Workers' World, the American Communist Party. They sent them to say to the government, we're going to defy you. We're jail us if you want to. And they went to Iraq to see what's going on. And then they found out about the sanctions against Iraq. And the reason is the same reason. They put sanctions against North Korea, Cuba, and Venezuela because they were putting sanctions against Iraq. The reason was because Iraq was communist. They were actually communist. That's why they were after them.
Actually, the sanctions for Iraq really come down to the United States, you know, basically protecting its economy, protecting the U.S. dollar, because Saddam said, I'm not going to take U.S. dollars for oil. I'm going to take euros, or I'm going to trade in French francs, are the two examples I'm aware of. And Ron Paul, he's talked about this several times, and he says that was the reason for the war also. But, yeah, the sanctions were because they don't want to play ball with the Federal Reserve note, and I don't blame them. The United States can just print it out of thin air at will, just digitally create it out of thin air, not even print it, and you know, just force it on the world.
Do you really believe what that idiot Ron Paul, that Ron Paul comes out of his mouth? You really believe that?
Yeah,
and
I do.
That government
Ron Paul's, Ron Paul's not an idiot.
Ron Paul's like the only honest guy in Washington.
Unfortunately, he's not in Washington anymore.
Donald Trump, he must be.
No, he's not.
Sarah, you're so simplistic.
All right, so hold on. Sarah, there is part of what Sarah said. He was a Republican. He is also a life member of the Libertarian Party and changed his voter registration back to Libertarian.
Recently, right?
In 2015.
I want to ask Sarah. Oh, you got rid of her. I want to know, next time she calls, if she'll move to North Korea.
Probably
because
not.
She loves communism.
She does.
I wonder
but she doesn't
James
love it
funny.
That much. Plus, what are the immigration requirements to move to Korea?
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom Knives, made in America.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855 450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now. We'll get back to the phones momentarily, but want to make sure that I tell you about a way that you can actually help Free Talk Live by doing whatever it is that you're normally going to do anyway, assuming that some of that involves shopping online. So just start by going to shop.freetalklive.com. And from there, you can then go to Amazon, you can go to Newegg, you can go to Walmart. There are other shopping outlets that you can go to from shop.freetalklive.com. And to make it a little bit easier, just bookmark the link, and then you can just click the bookmark before you shop. And then Free Talk Live winds up getting a little bit of commission for sending you to Amazon or Newegg or the other outlets that you go to. Again, shop.freetalklive.com. In studio, it's Daryl, Jay, and Ian. And we're heading back to the phones, actually to Skype. We've got Parker calling in. Parker, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. So we've been talking a little bit in the past several segments about North Korea, or you guys have. I've been listening. But the one thing that I'd like to point out is the United States really any better than North Korea when you, like, in the grand scheme of things? Because I don't think that it is.
It depends on how you define better. And I think less bad would probably be the appropriate term.
Yeah.
I wonder what the property tax situation is in North Korea.
It's hard to get information out of that country. Yeah.
I don't know, but I do know that the North Korean constitution actually doesn't look that bad. I've not read every word of it, but I have looked through, and the North Korean constitution recognizes the right to privacy, the right to travel. Those aren't things that I see in the U.S. constitution.
Of course, they don't have those things. You can't even travel within the country. Legally.
Right. Yeah.
So the North Korean's government ignores their constitution quite like
it's a republic.
The American government.
Right. So you could draw those parallels that they both ignore their constitutions.
They're both republics.
They're both republics. They're both oppressive of their people, but the level of oppression is different. So the United
right.
States is much more free on the grand scheme of things, which is what your question was.
The right. question, I mean, and I'm going to rephrase the question slightly. Is a second degree burn better than a third degree burn? Is basically your question.
Yeah,
and again, the answer is it's less bad. It's not necessarily better.
But, I mean, when you really think about it, like, to draw off of your analogy, we should not have burns, or in this case, governments, at all. We should...
Exactly.
Right. And essentially, all statism is bad. It doesn't matter what the state is. It doesn't matter what sort of government it is. It just... So, really, when I look at the whole thing between the United States and North Korea and Russia and China and all of this, one thing I would like to point out is that Americans, by and large, at least those Americans that support what Trump is doing, they have no idea or fail to comprehend why the Founding Fathers did not want foreign entanglements. And it seems as though it's going to take a full-blown war with invasions into America for people to get, oh, yeah, this is why we did not want to get into.
Yeah, but they don't ever remember. I mean, a lot of times when war happens, so whether it's the Iraq and Afghanistan war or whatever, whenever it happens, a lot of people realize, oh, crap, this was a bad idea, right? Like, they'll support it in advance, like, go team! And then they'll realize, crap, my friends are dying in the military. And then, they come out against the war. But then a few years goes by and... the sabers get rattled again, and it's like the same old process over and over again. They don't learn.
It's Groundhog's Day.
Yeah, except with people's lives hanging in the balance.
Yeah. And another thing is that, really, all these conflicts is nothing more than gang wars between states.
Right. And, I would love to see, wars go back to what it was before the kings started having their proxies fight for them. At one time, let's say you're the king of Mercia and I'm the king of Wessex and we have a feud, we would go on to the battlefield ourselves and fight one another.
Wow, how long ago was that?
Thousands of years.
Okay.
And then it wound up being the kings and their posses, and then it just wound up being the posses.
The posse.
And if Donald Trump had to step into the octagon with Kim Jong-un, I guarantee you, one, Dana White would be able to sell out whatever stadium he held that event in.
Who's it would Dana White?
The guy that runs UFC.
Okay.
It would be
Wasn't Trump in WWE?
He was temporarily involved. He's actually in the Hall of Fame in the celebrity wing. But it would break all kinds of records for pay-per-view viewer buys. I'd spend the money to wind up watching Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un fight one another in a metal box.
Would it be to the death?
I could only, going off of this analogy, I could only hope that they both kill each other in the process.
That's
the best thing ever. Like, they both end up just beating each other to death. One dies, then the other dies subsequently, immediately afterwards.
I don't support violence, but ultimately that would be such a dramatic de-escalation in violence because you wouldn't be having, two armies go up against one another.
Right, and also, how many conflicts would wind up being resolved to where they're like, I'm not going to go fight this myself.
Right.
Donald Trump doesn't want to actually go fight somebody. He wants to, sit there and, what's the old, he's kind of the opposite of the Teddy Roosevelt, speak softly and wave a big stick.
Yeah, yeah.
He speaks loudly and waves his tiny, tiny fingers. Parker, any final thoughts?
It just seems to me as though we are getting, we're it's almost inevitable that a world war is going to happen.
I don't know.
I hope not. Parker, thank you for the call. Let's go to Charlie calling in from Orlando. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
On the passenger thing, I thought I watched pretty much everything on it, but I know they dragged him out, and I didn't understand how did he run back on the plane. Like, did the security guards go and break or something?
They must have just let him go.
That's the thing that nobody really knows, because that part did not get videoed, as far as we know. There might be, you know, some kind of video footage somewhere, but it's not anything that we have seen.
Yeah, I thought that was weird anyways. That was a weird situation.
The entire situation is weird and very strange and completely contrary to everything that I learned when I worked for an airline 7 years ago. We were always told that you do not put a non-revenue passenger on a plane in lieu of a paying customer.
I mean, honestly, I didn't even think that. It didn't seem real to me. How would they do that? I don't see that would really happen. They pull a guy out like that. That was ridiculous. Somebody would have gave up their seat. All the people that were what are you doing? One of them would have been okay, I'll go.
And then, there have also been people saying, they could have just offered more money. And then I saw a reminder online that there's actually a federal regulation on how much money an airline can offer to wind up having passengers wind up changing a flight. So this entire thing, one, it was a bad business decision, and two, thank you, federal government, for not allowing the airline to actually wind up offering what would be a free market price for giving up a seat on a plane.
Now, when they offered a price, I've been on planes before where they're like, oh, we're overbooked. Would anybody like to forfeit their seat? You will get an additional
ticket. We'll give you...
And a few hundred dollars.
Right. We'll reroute you to your destination and give you a travel voucher worth X amount of money. And there's a federal regulation on how high that amount of travel money can be.
I heard that they were offered $800 for their seats.
Right.
I heard $1,000, but obviously it wasn't enough.
Right. It wasn't enough, and the federal government doesn't allow the free market to actually decide that. Charlie, thank you for the call. And unfortunately, there's not a lot of things where any government does allow an actual free market to exist. That's why we need black markets. They're amazing. That's it for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow, always online at freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.